All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm speaking to you here from New York City on the 29th day of August, 2017. Before I talk more about today's show, let me remind you once again, I am the editor of a newsletter called Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks. And it is indeed a good time to be owning junior gold stocks. They're doing very well, and we have some very exciting stories to tell you. One we'll be telling you about a little later in the second segment of today's show. But if you'd like to sign up for my newsletter, you can go to miningstocks.com, or you can call our office here in New York during normal work hours at 718-457-1426, 718-457-1426. Also like to encourage you to consider subscribing to my friend Chen Lin's letter. Go to chenpicks.com, chenpicks.com. Chen has done exceptionally well over the number of years with his investments, and his focus is also on some of the gold stocks, but in particular, he's done very well in the biotech and energy sectors over the last number of years when the gold shares haven't done as well. I do want to thank each of you for listening to the show, making it one of the more popular shows on Voice America Business Channel. Also want to thank our sponsors for making the show economically viable. Our sponsors for today's show are New Range Gold, RN Resources, Novo Resources, Genesis Metals, Fireweed Zinc, and Osprey Gold Development. I've titled today's show, Is India's Self-Destruction America's Future Also? William Engdahl, Brian Groves, and Michael Oliver return as guests today. As the world faces a major showdown between the East and the West, one of the biggest questions on my mind is, which side is India on? Recent policies in India, such as those aimed at discouraging gold ownership or the destruction of paper money, destruction of currency, I should say, in your hands, appear to be more akin to policies espoused by America's ruling elite in Washington and the halls of Harvard, Princeton, and Yale that are indeed meant to destroy the middle class and anyone who doesn't subscribe to their godless values. At about half past the hour, I'm looking forward to talking to William Engdahl about India's recent inclination to side with the Anglo-American Empire that is certainly built on the sinking sand of a fake dollar currency that is being enforced with eternal wars and devastation, rather than the more constructive economic policies, I would argue, of the One Belt, One Road initiative from China, Russia, and the surrounding nations. So this is obviously a geopolitical issue of major concern, as well as a question of our own personal liberties in America, if in fact we will be deprived of holding gold and other forms of money, but instead subjected to the whims of increasingly totalitarian government and digital currencies that they can control. Well, Michael Oliver has been telling us that gold is in a powerful new bull market. He held firm on that notion, even as that prediction was looking a bit shaky a few weeks ago. But now that gold is breaking out, it is high time to pay attention to gold stocks, and in particular, gold stocks that not only rise with the price of gold, but those companies that are in the process of making major discoveries. And one such company is Genesis Metals, a company that has prospects for outlining a multi-million ounce gold deposit in Quebec. It is headed by a very competent management team, and in just a few minutes after our first commercial break, I'm happy to tell you I'll be talking to Brian Groves. He's the CEO of Genesis Metals, and he'll be with us to explain why his company indeed has a chance to outline something special in the way of ounces in the ground in Quebec. And why should we care about that? Well, it's actually quite simple. Genesis Metals currently has a market cap of only around $10 million in U.S. money. A discovery of even a million mineable ounces could send this stock, in my view, several fold over its current market cap. In an attempt to begin documenting ounces in the ground, Genesis Metals started a drilling program in July, which I'm sure Brian will be telling us about in a few minutes. So I would argue that you owe it to yourself to listen to what Brian has to say. But right now, you owe it to yourself to listen to what Michael Oliver has to say. We are so fortunate to have him once again. And I would like to tell you before we say hello to Michael, it's OliverMSA.com, OliverMSA.com. Thanks for joining me again today, Michael.
Hi, Jay. Good to be back.
Always good to have you. Is that offer still on? You've been very kind in the past. You've offered to our listeners that they could get a sample of your work if they go to OliverMSA.com.
There's a box in the on the site to request samples, yes, and be happy
okay.
to do that. Sure.
Okay, great. All right. I want to ask you, I guess it's going on a couple of years now. We've been talking on a pretty regular basis, but you started warning about some major changes in markets going back. There were about four major, what you called plate tectonics, that were about to shift, major market shifts that were coming about. You talked about gold and commodities on the one hand, precious metals and commodities, the dollar on the other, U.S. treasuries and stocks as well. Now, it seems to me, correct me if I'm wrong, but just this past weekend or very recently, you have really declared a bear market in the S&P 500, and that was really the last thing to turn. All the other major plates have basically gone in the direction that you've suggested, that is gold and commodities into a bull market, the currencies into a bull market, the dollar into a bear, the treasuries into a bear. The only thing that's held back kind of has been stocks. The S&P 500 has been stubbornly refusing to go down. NASDAQ, I think you called a bear on that one. But can you update us on your four plate tectonics, Michael, and tell us where they're at and maybe give us some idea of where you think some of these major markets may be heading in the not-too-distant future?
Okay, let's begin with gold because it was really first, and it often is. Gold bottomed in late 2015, but it upturned in February 2016 as it came through 1140 to 1160 zone. It's well below us now, that level. That broke all of our long-term momentum oscillators out to the upside. Now, it didn't mean much to price. You looked at a price chart and saw that level, you'd say, well, so what? But momentum broke out. We ran up a couple hundred dollars almost immediately. Then had a big pullback into December last year, which shook everybody loose. Held right on momentum support, turned around and exploded back up over 1,300 now. Now, something very interesting happened today, and that was that we traded to 1,324. I think it was the high trade for the August contract, which expires today. That put annual momentum more than 11% over the current three-year average. We measure in relation to an average, not against a price level. That's our focus. That's what momentum's about. Last year's oscillator high, though price was at 1377, the oscillator high was 10% over. So today, actually, on momentum, we took out last year's high. Now, what does that mean? What it means is, and during major transitions, whether it's topping or bottoming, in this case, we bottomed. It's usually an arduous process. It's rarely, you know, a top and you're gone. Most tops take a while to build. Most bottoms take a while to build. This is true with most markets. And momentum will tend to lead the new trend direction in a way that it gets to breakout levels before price ever acknowledges such things. So if you look at a price chart, you always lag to what momentum's already told you. So in this case, I think today's action is saying, hey, that high at 1377 we made last year, forget it, it's gone. It's coming out.
Interesting. Okay?
So now that's a very good sign. Now, it doesn't mean you can't have a pullback in gold or whatever, but it's a good, very solid sign. Now, in the middle of a trend, let's say a year from now, is gold 1500, 1600, 1700. And frankly, I think the low 1700s right now is the next major objective. The two things will be in sync. Price and momentum will be buddies. They'll be moving together. It's in those transition periods of tops and bottoms that you'll find momentum leading the way and price begrudgingly trying to resist it. But anyway, right now there's another feature on gold that price chart guys will notice. And if you look at just the last several years of price action, you can contrive a massive head and shoulder bottom using orthodox price chart methods. And it comes through somewhere above 1350. So I think that's the point at which most price chart guys will give up any bearish view and say, oh, gosh, it really has bottomed. Mm-hmm. Momentum said it bottomed at 1140. And price will say if it breaks through 1350. Well, if you do the swing measurement, it says swing objective of that head and shoulder bottom on a price chart, and I've got some momentum reasons to agree with this, is over 1700.
Uh-huh.
That's just the first leg. I don't mean ultimate objective. So it's looking very interesting there. T-bond market broke down October of last year. So again, about 6 months after gold, 7 months after the bonds changed trend. They've been engaged in a counter-trend rally since, but it's a feeble, redundant counter-trend rally, just wasting time, I think. And I suspect bonds don't have much more to go on the upside before they roll over again, meaning rates go higher. Commodities are lagged, are what I would call in the emergent phase of a bull market. A positive signal occurred last October on the Bloomberg Commodity Index. And it shot up a bit and pulled back. Right now it's slightly actually below the original price of that breakout in terms of price level. But I think that the commodities are turning, and I think they are lagged to gold, which was the case back in the 70s, by the way, in that big bull market. They were lagged to gold by about a year and a half. Let's see, what else? Foreign exchange, dollar. Dollar broke down, in our view, when it broke through 99, dollar index. It's now at 92. Today's action, just while gold took out last year's oscillator high, price of the dollar index took out the last 30 months of price lows today. Got last year's price low plus 30 months worth. So price is much lagged at the 92 level, where it broke down on momentum, which was 99 back in May on our momentum work. So the dollar, in our view, is a bear market. Now even the price of it is exhibiting that tone and direction. Mm-hmm. So the one we're left with is the S&P. And it in the U.S. market in general is not really in sync with the global markets. If you look at Europe is at the basically lows of the year. The DAX index, the Eurostox 50. If we were back down to a low of 2017, we'd be substantially below where we are right now. But I think enough damage has been done in enough key indexes and sectors of the U.S. market to indicate that the bottom is starting to come out, starting to break. Now, I don't expect some dramatic 1987-type event. I suspect that the stock market is topped, but the process of decline could be a layered thing, and you might not really feel it in your guts until next year. In other words, you might be well off your high by the end of this year, but they'll still be debating what its trend is, is my view. Even if you have topped and have dropped 0.5%, 7%, 8% off the high, there'll still be bulls saying that's a buying opportunity, et cetera. I think that there's a lot of the evidence on the negative side of long-term momentum says no. You've broken enough stuff now to be certainly out of stocks.
All right.
Initially probing short, you know.
All right. Well, that's fine with me. I hate to see one of these gut-wrenching crashes, Michael. We don't need that. We really don't. And I'm very much assured by your confidence in gold and some of the other markets that we are definitely invested in. Thank you so much for being with us again, Michael. And again, folks, it's OliverMSA.com, OliverMSA.com. Go there, and Michael is kind enough to provide you with some trial information there. You can test his product out. I have to say that it is the best that I've seen for my purposes in terms of knowing, are we in a bear market? Are we in a bull market? Because as an investor, that's what I care most about. And thanks again, Michael, for being with us.
Thank you, Jay.
Always great to have you. Well, folks, we do have to go to break now, but don't go away, because Brian Groves, the president, the CEO of Genesis Metals, will be with us, and they're involved in a discovery in Quebec, a gold discovery, that I think you'll find very, very interesting. You owe it to yourself to stick around, so don't go away. We'll be right back with Brian Groves.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
Foran Resources is a Canadian-based gold exploration company focused on the company's flagship Committee Bay project, located in northern Canada, one of the best mining jurisdictions in the world. The company's current resource, outlined by drilling thus far, stands at 1.1 million ounces of gold at over 8 grams per ton. Orin is operated by the same team that founded Asanko Gold, which is constructing a major gold mine in West Africa, and Caden Resources, which was recently purchased in November for over $200 million.
New Range Gold Corp is a Canadian junior explorer focused on its recently acquired flagship Pamlico Gold Project, located in Nevada, one of the best mining jurisdictions in the world. Known as one of Nevada's highest grade gold districts, Pamlico was held by private interests for most of its history and remains largely unexplored. Drilling by New Range is already confirming the legendary grades of the district with intercepts up to 341 grams gold per ton. Well-financed with no debt, New Range is unlocking shareholder value at Pamlico and trades under TSX symbol NRG.
We're always talking business.
Talk to an expert.
Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.